Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Heather Libby with the Knoxville Public Library to talk about their upcoming entries in the Lifelong Learning Series during the month of May.
We've got three programs in May to kind of finish out our Lifelong Learning Series for the spring. Richard Gibson is going to talk about state capitals. This will be an excellent program if you want to bone up on your trivia. I know a lot of listeners in the area participate in trivia programs at Beast Tree, here at the library even. Mr. Gibson spent 20 years traveling and researching various states' capitals throughout the nation. We're going to learn not just about the history of these buildings, but also the governor's mansions. We'll learn interesting tidbits, stories, be lots of pictures, an interactive quiz to see what we already know. It should be an entertaining show.
You'll probably get a lot of questions at this location about Iowa's capitals, but I'm sure a lot of the people present, they're bound to have questions about other state capitals, and this would probably be the place to go out and find those details you did know that you didn't know, correct?
I think so. And I know a lot of people are planning their summer vacations right now, and so this might give you some ideas as you're traveling around the Midwest and further about, you know, some not to miss sites along the way. That program is coming up this week, Thursday, May 2nd at 6:15.
Now, coming down the line on Monday, May 13th, a presentation called Our Neighbors the Amish with Don and Diane Kramer. The Amish, they've grown beyond the Pennsylvania area where they're most associated with. They're now moving westward, and there are many Amish communities, not the least of which several around here in Iowa. And this is an opportunity for many people who aren't familiar with their culture and way of life to find out more about it.
Right. We're really excited about this program. It's going to be on Monday, May 13th at 1:30, sponsored by our Friends of the Library group. So Don and Diane Kramer are from eastern Iowa, Dyersville. They're actually surrounded by three Amish communities, and over the years, just through their interactions with the members of these communities and through pretty intensive research, they've become amateur anthropologists of a sort. And so they're going to give us a pretty thorough presentation on, well, I think they should probably be able to handle almost any question we have. But among the questions that they're going to discuss or the topics are Amish beliefs, Rumspringa, the believer's baptism, schools, and more. They're also going to be bringing in some Amish bakery treats for us.
People probably have a lot of preconceived notions about the Amish way of life, and could this be a way to dispel some of those and maybe inform people about some things they may not know about the Amish?
We certainly hope so. I think this is going to be a great opportunity to learn about other communities, cultures, and religions within our own community and to find out what we have in common and also, importantly, where we might differ and gain some insight that way.
Now, another presentation coming up, the return of an old friend of yours here at the library, Elizabeth Edwards, will be giving a presentation on Genealogy 101, teaching folks how to use Ancestry.com.
Right. We last had Elizabeth in with us in November, and it was really exciting, well-attended little workshop, so we're going to run it again. In the fall, we just learned about kind of how to get started with your search, and now we're going to narrow in. A lot of people in their search, they pretty quickly turn to the internet, and it can be overwhelming. There are a lot of different websites and search engines and services. Some are free, some are not. How do you decide where to go? A lot of people end up going to Ancestry.com, and they might be wondering if it's worth the money or not. And so Ms. Edwards is going to talk about, she'll begin by talking about what a lot of your options are. She'll tell us a little bit about the two main resources online, FamilySearch and Ancestry.com, some of the pros and cons for either, and then we'll really kind of dive deeper into Ancestry.com.
And as we said, she's been here before. She'll probably have a few returning folks to give you some extra hints, and that event will be coming up on Thursday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. here at the library. Where can people call if they want more information on any of these events?
All right, so you can call the library at 641-828-0585. You can check out our website, our Facebook page, or you can stop in. That's always a great question. Stop in, ask any questions, grab calendars. This is just a taste of what we've got coming up this spring. We also have our story times on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings at 10:30. We're doing that through May 15th. We'll take a short break then before our summer reading program starts up in June, where we're going to be doing the universe of stories. We also have our adult do-it-yourself on Tuesday the 14th, where we're going to be making dry erase memo boards. International Film Club is also in May, so a lot going on.
Thanks to Heather Libby from the Knoxville Public Library for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.